I was in Auburn recently for a town hall meeting, and we got to talking about how Washington affects the families there. One of the most consistent concerns I heard was how President Obama's health care law will impact their lives. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is starting to go into effect. As we're finding out, and as many predicted, this law is anything but affordable and is more of a problem than a solution to our health care needs. Since it was signed into law on March 23, 2010, the administration has not been completely forthcoming with details about exactly how the health care exchanges will be rolled out. Alabama, for one, has chosen not to create an insurance exchange, but there are a few things we do know. According to a recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, only 35% of Americans polled have a favorable opinion of the law. Even more troubling is 42% of Americans polled by Kaiser think Obamacare is not currently law. They think it was either struck down by the Supreme Court or repealed. For the record, I not only voted against the original bill, but I've also voted to repeal it on multiple occasions. There's also been a lot of chatter about Congress trying to exempt themselves from Obamacare. Factcheck.org debunks this as untrue because it is untrue. There's also the impact the law could have on jobs. The Congressional Budget Office estimates Obamacare will become a $1 trillion tax hike. These tax hikes could hurt small business owners across East Alabama as employers cut hours to avoid covering their employees' health care insurance. That could put a lot of entry-level jobs that lead to more skilled work to provide more extra income to families at risk. In fact, according to a study by the Hudson Institute, over 54,000 jobs in Alabama related to the hospitality, restaurant, and leisure industries are at risk because of the health care insurance law. I will continue to fight against this poorly crafted and broken law and hope that we're able to successfully repeal it.